Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Yes, welcome to another week of On The Pace, 10:30 or a bit after, Monday to Friday, for plenty of harness racing news. And Mondays and Tuesdays, Brittany Graham's going to be in the chair. Morning to you, Brittany.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. Another busy weekend. Some good racing out at Menangle on Saturday night. Take us through the Vic Frost Cup. The Black Prince got the money there, and we had Tiger Tara finishing well out of the placings.
Yeah, the Black Prince, certainly he's been racing in superb form. He was able to get a really nice sit there on Saturday night. And Tom I drove his first Saturday night winner just a few races earlier, made it a double in his first Group 3 victory as well. So that was fantastic. But as you mentioned, Tiger Tara down the line a little bit. I think it's fair to say that the mile is certainly not his preferred distance. So there's obviously some vets examinations being taken place on Tiger, but I wouldn't read a great deal into it. Of course, his grand final is really in a month or so's time when he heads to the Victoria Cup.
Yeah, that's the target race for him, and obviously over a longer trip. It is hard going for a horse, isn't it, when they're looking for a longer trip, when you put them in, Kevin Posito is attempting to get the horse fit for the big race in Melbourne.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I guess you can compare it to a horse getting ready for a Melbourne Cup. They have to go through the motions. There's not many races over that longer trip for them to go through. So you wouldn't expect a Melbourne Cup aspirant to be, racing up on the speed and racing really well in a shorter distance race. So I wouldn't read a great deal into it. And as I mentioned, he's getting older, so it does take him a little bit longer to, get into peak fitness as well.
Understand. Well, another impressive win was Blue Moon Stride, and you've got its trainer online.
Definitely, yes. On Saturday night, Noel Daly actually trained a double, Blue Moon Stride and also Lily Stride. She took out the last, and Noel joins us online now. Good morning to you, Noel.
Morning. How are you, Brett?
Really good, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us. Obviously, settling back into the Australian way of racing. You've probably been here training again for just over 6 months now. How's the transition period been?
Yeah, no, it's good. We've basically, the Menangle setup here where we've gone to, it's a great setup. They've got everything really that you need. That helped everything, just being here right on track. We don't have a great number that are actually racing. They've mainly been younger ones or whatever coming training down or whatever. We've had the three American mares. They had a good break before they come over, so taking them a few runs to acclimatise and whatever, but they seem like they're enjoying it here now and they're getting in the groove of things. I'm pretty happy with it all, really.
No doubt about that. For those listening in that don't, know your backstory, obviously you spent a lot of time in the US. Can you run us through, your introduction to harness racing? Then obviously you had a lot of time in the States, a successful stint over there, and you've recently moved back to be Emilio and Mary Rosati's private trainer.
Yeah, I started as a hobby there up in Queenstown. I worked for the airline at the time, and I bought a horse and go to Ian McMahon up there in Queensland, and I used to go and give him a hand, and eventually got the bike, gave away the airline, and then working for him. And after a few years, I hopped on a plane and went to America initially for 6 months. I ended up staying there 29 years. Things were good to me. We had a good run there, but Johnstone or whatever, I wanted to race in Australia, so I got the opportunity to come back here and give it a go here at Menangle. It seemed to be the best place to set up. So, things have been working out well. We haven't been racing a heap of horses, but what we've got, we're doing okay with.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And obviously on Saturday night, these two mares that were victorious, they were mares that kicked off their career in America and they've been brought back down here with you. We'll start off with Blue Moon Stride. She has been knocking on the door and it's taken her a few runs to get back into the winner's circle, but it is such a big change in environment for these mares having to come down from North America yet again. So that was her first win there on Saturday night. She was sharp in 152 and 3, but you probably have expected this for a while as well. Of course, she's already earned over $1 million and taken a lifetime mark of 148 and 4. So she's clearly got the ability, but she was really sharp there on Saturday night.
Yeah, very gross, man. A good girl. She always looked like she's too big. It was going to take a few runs. It's funny, I think she'd had 5 starts before that. The only 2 times she'd been no good of the times she was in, I thought, were the right races for her with mares. And we'd used her a bit in the race and really was a little disappointing both those times. three times we'd sort of taken her off the gate and she went with the boys and that. She'd race, I think she won the half of the night there the week before in Tiger Tara's race. But things were, you know, she got a beautiful fit there the other night. James Grover Wally left out and just sat behind the second favourite in the race. Things worked out for us definitely, but, you know, quite happy she got the win there.
Obviously, she's an older mare now, Blue Moon Stride. She's just turned 7 here in Australia. What are the plans for a mare like her? There's the main race for mares, which is the Ladyship Mile, of course. So does she just continue to tick over and aim for a race like that?
Yeah, and just, you know, it'll just be a mare. You know, eventually it'll beat her. Just imagine, you know, she's done a great job, you know, whether she can keep going or whatever. She's a good girl with the mare, nice and sound and everything. She looks the part. Now she's finally got the win. Hopefully she can put a few more together. Then it'll just be a matter of, you know, just trying to pick the mare's races for her, see if she's good enough to go with the best ones here. And, you know, somewhere down the line he'll breed her. But, you know, hopefully if she's still racing well, we'll carry on there with her.
Yeah, it was super to see Blue Moon Stride in the winner's circle there on Saturday night. And your other winner, Lily Stride, well, she's proven time and time again that she's also in her own right a really high quality trotting mare. And I think it's a big effort, probably goes a little bit unnoticed as well, that she took out that race on Saturday night over the 2,300 metres before she came down to the Southern Hemisphere. She'd had around 30 starts and obviously only mile racing up there in North America. So a huge effort for her to come down and only at her second attempt over the 2,300 metres. And mind you, it was a fairly solidly run 2,300 metre event too to get the job done.
Yeah, very happy with her. I mean, you know, she was starting off the race there. Like she, the lead time, I guess, I'm, you know, not so familiar with it, but they went 2 seconds quicker than the open paces had gone there last week over the 2,300 metres. So I guess they don't break 48 very often. You know, the two of them, the one horse parked her out for a ways there. And, you know, they were 10 lengths in front of the others. So for her to keep going, I was very happy with her. As you say, she's only used to racing 1,600 metres, and that's 2,300 metres, and got well tested. Very happy with her. She was pretty tired after the race, but she'll bounce back. No, big good looking there. Been very happy with her. She's a little worried when we first got her here. She was a little hot. So we keep taking her off the gate there, just making sure she wasn't going to get too silly on me. But now she's been so relaxed the last couple of weeks, and, you know, basically we're peers again. Look, we can do anything we like with the driving wise. And the way, yeah, as long as she stays at all, like, you know, the 2,300 doesn't look like it's going to be an issue for her. Obviously, she's a high quality mare, so unfortunately, dropping ranks here, they don't go for the same money as the paces, but Amelia just likes to see her go around.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And is there any plans for Lily Stride in, you know, the next 6 months? Does she have to travel, or is these Saturday night trotting races sort of her plan for the time being?
I think that's a plan for the time being, and then we'll just see where we're at. The fact that she looks like she can get the 2,300, you know, that's a plus. Whether he wants to go with the stands there, put out a stand, you know, once every few weeks there as well. We were sort of a little worried there because they went over and around and all. She might have been better off staying where she was, but the fact she seems to have adapted that, you know, we'll just take the races as they come. And, you know, she's not an old mare. I think she's just 4 here as well. So, but they, you know, or just put it better than they had basically 5 months break when they came over here, and then, you know, took another 3 or 4 months to get them ready. You know, they're away from the races 9 months. So, that, I think that's why Blue Moon in particular took a while to get back to her best. Just when she'd been out of real action there for a long time, it was 9 months in between the starts. So she seems to have gotten it together now. And Lily, being a younger mare, it wasn't quite as big an effort for her to get back in fitness. But I think they'll just take it week to week and see where they're at.
No doubt about that. So that's your two winners there on Saturday night. A big effort, only took 2 to the races and a Metropolitan double. You've spoken that you don't have a great deal of horses racing at the moment in terms of, you know, older horses, but plenty of babies in the stable. And obviously Emilio and Mary only pick out strong, well-bred stock. Is there anything in the stable that you're really looking forward to come January or February next year?
Well, I have a, the, you know, the
still a long way away with the babies and that, and a lot of them aren't even here. They get pre-trained or whatever, but I have a very good, he just turned three, a very good Muscle Hill three-year-old colt that Amelia and Mary bred themselves out of a mare that they'd raced over there in America. His name's Elite Stride, and I trained him right down. He was just about ready to qualify there. It was getting late in the year there at two, so he had a few little issues, so we put him away. He has turned out Amelia and went on the Breeders' Crown with a New Zealand trotter that he had anyhow, the two-year-old colts, but he's probably the most exciting horse in the barn there, I think. You know, we haven't been to the races with him, but he looks and goes like a good horse, but we'll just plod along and see where we're at there, you know, get him raced before the end of the year here, November or whatever, and see where we're at, and then aim him for the better races there next year. He's probably the pick of what I've got there so far.
Elite Stride will keep an eye out for him. And, of course, with Emilio and Mary having Ultimate Stride, another very good two-year-old trotter, they may be in for a big season. Really big thanks for joining us this morning, Noel, and congratulations on a super night on Saturday night, and long may it continue.
All right. Thank you.
Noel Daly there. He trained a Metropolitan Double on Saturday evening, both with some North American bred mares that have made their way down here to Australia, and a bit of international flavour as well, Andrew.
Yeah, for sure. Good stuff there with Noel. Have you got one snippet to leave us with?
Yeah, just a few snippets of news. Obviously, Tiger Tara, we've already mentioned him. Tough Monarch, he was massive on Saturday night in Melton. We spoke to Ricky Alchin last week, and he mentioned that if Tough Monarch stood up and was really competitive there this Saturday, then they would give strong consideration to New Zealand. I spoke to Ricky, and he will have a roundtable discussion with the owners this week after... He took out the Maori's Idol free-for-all on Saturday night. So more than likely that we will see Tough Monarch fly the flag for Australia in New Zealand. The Black Prince, he was the winner on Saturday night of the Vic Frost Cup, as we've mentioned. He will just, he'll probably go 2 weeks to another open race at Menangle and then potentially a Victoria Cup tilt. Of course, he's only just turned five, so he's on the younger side, but he's certainly doing a really good job as well. So a few snippets of news as well, but a big thanks to Noel Daly for joining us this morning.
Good on you, Brittany. We'll do it again. It'll be around 10:35, 10:40 tomorrow, just with the Kosciuszko public draw live at 10 o'clock. So about 10:35, 10:40 tomorrow. Chat to you then.
Beautiful. Thanks, Andrew.